Lebitoi manasosai. If you manas an isha, you don't marry her. You just manas her. You force her to live with her. And she becomes pregnant. And she has a daughter. How do you know you're also to live with that daughter? You can't marry that daughter. The Lake Sivi, the Bitoi manasosai doesn't say clearly in the Torah. But how do we know that a man is not allowed to marry this daughter that came from, he just manas, he just forced an isha to live with her? The Yomar Rava, Rava says, Omar li Rav Yitzchak Baravdimi, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. We learn that from Zereshavis of Zima Zima Heina Heina to know that there's a Chayv Koris, you're not allowed to marry your daughter that came from Anasosai. The Rashi speaks out, Dilu Bitam Yishtoi, your own daughter from your wife, Siva, that the Torah says, Erbas Isha Bita. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry a lady and a daughter. Which means if you're new married Isha, or an Isha that had a daughter through marriage, then that daughter was also to the husband. You're not allowed to marry an Isha and a Bita. Mashma Bein Shabbas Mimeno Bein Mishachar. Doesn't make a nafkamina, whether it's your daughter or another daughter, or somebody else's the husband, but you're not allowed to marry your mother and a daughter. Uksiv Kroach Rina, Ervas Bas Bincha, or his Bas Bincha. There we put on this part of talking about bitam and asosai. If you force the lady to live with them, and then she becomes pregnant, that daughter is also to you. And how do we know it from? Rashi Ketan, even though it's a Kal V'chema, but Ein Einshe Min Adin, you have to have Limudim, to learn out from Heina Heina, to learn out Zima Zima. Rashi says, Heina Heina means Lisura, and Asya Zima Zima L'Shreifa. Teach us that there's a Chi of Shreifa. Ksiv bin Isuyin, Shere Heina Zima Hi, or Ksiv bin Abiyonsin, Ki Averscha Heina, Ma'amah bin Isuyin, Asa Kasa Bita, Kibaz Bita. Just like if you married your wife, so the daughter is also to you. The same thing if you're honest, this lady, and she becomes pregnant, the daughter is also also to you. So kids, this halacha does not say clear in the Torah, it's only a drasha, and therefore the Mishnah means, al yesh al mi shiyismichu. Then the Mishnah says, heinei gufei Torah. That these last halachas, they're called the gufa Torah. It says, that hadina v'yavoida satayra satmeya sarayas yeshiva mashi yismichu v'enei gufi Torah. So poshas mashma, that's the guf, that's midiraisa, that's really, that's the yikah Torah. For the Gemara hana yin hanech loy, and the first halach of the Mishnah is not the yikah Torah. We said, good, doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but we have drushes, they're also gufi at Torah, it's also about halach l'mash mitzinai, about it also with sosa. Drashi hani yin hanech loy, hani de mafashi, have a gufe Torah, hanech le mafashi, kuli yad lab gufe Torah, but to me, like, why not? True, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but if you learn it from a drashi, a dash in the Torah, that's what the Torah means. That's also called nam midiraisa. So Gemara says, vayna chanami, elayim, you should say like this, hein vehein gufe Torah. Both of them are considered gufa Torah. It was elu v'yelu. Both what says, small Torah, small posik, what it says only from a limud, that kol poran, the yud gimel midrash haTorah, the drashus mem, what's learned out from the Torah is also considered gufa Torah, it's also midiraisa. Yehadru alecho akol chayovim. So like the Mishnah, ein darshin barayis b'shloisha. When you're learning the Torah, it talks about the arayis, which noshim, which isha, you're allowed to marry, you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to learn it with three people. Can't learn it together with three people. So Rashi says, ein darshin b'shloisha min shnayim v'hu. Tavimimimimim is a Rebbe, can't learn with two Tamidim. When you're learning through the psukim, the pashas of arayis, you're not allowed to teach it to two Tamidim at the same time. V'loy b'maisa b'reishis b'shnayim. When you want to go through the first psukim into the Torah of Reishis, the Maisa of Reishis, you can't learn it with two people. Rashi Echad Hu means the Rebbe cannot give a shir, teach his Talmud about Maisa of Reishis. V'loy b'makova the Yochid. Zinyin b'makova, that's the psukim that says in Yecheskel, what's doing in the Molochim and Shemayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can't even learn by yourself. Rashi b'yochid, ain't shom elu levadai. Even you yourself can't learn it. The Gemara Forest, the Gemara explain what does it mean. Because the word is a stira. If you learn like this, it says the Markov, you can't go into it. And then the Mishnah says, Elimkein only, Hayachachem Umeve Midaitoi. Only if you're a big Talmud Chachem and you understand things, then you're allowed to learn yourself the Indian of the Markov that talks about in the beginning of Yecheskel. So it's a stira. First it's Mashmi, you can't learn it. And now it's Mashmi, with Talmud Chachem, you could. So Pshita, who's learning it? Only a Talmud Chacham. So the spirit is, you allowed to or not? We're going to talk about it. Then the Mishnah says, Kol ha-mistakel b'yavor devorim. Whoever looks into these four things, starts to think about them, is resuyeloi kinoloi volyelam. Said Lashon resuy, it means royaloi, he's fit, it's not to be in this world. Rashi at the end says, resuyeloi means like a Lashon, Rashi says, resuyeloi, toivi yof oyeloi in loi volyelam. He would have been better off if he wasn't born. The Yomer Ani Shaloshin Rachmanis. As if to say, we have pity on this person. Kleinu Maruchamu in Bol Yerlam. We have pity on you if you're born. For the Gemara of Eternus Kanim and Elozev Elitama Bonav Hanaisarim. Ruyin Hayili Seraf El Esherisa Kosal Yetli Aaron. The Torah had Rachmanis on Aaron. That's why they didn't kill him then. So Loshin, the Mishnah says is, Rasuyaloi, it's like pity on them. Kinaloi Bol Yerlam. As if they should not be in this world. What are these four things that you think into? Mala, mala. You want to know what's doing lamala. So Rashi says that means, Mirikiyo Sha'al Rosh Yechayis. You want to know what's doing all the way upstairs by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Kisi HaKovet with his Chayis. If you want to know what's doing there, it's not worth it to be in this world. Mala, mata, Rashi says, Mehen. Same thing. Also what's doing all the way in Shemayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just underneath his Chayis. You want to know, you think about those things. In other words, the Mishnah is saying, don't think about those things. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us, Adas, our seichel, our mind, the person, the ben adam can't understand those things. Those are lamala from our seichel. Just like an ant can't understand what's doing in the world, so we can't understand what's doing in Shemayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't start thinking into these things. What was before? What's going to be later? The son of Farshim say means what Malafnim means, what was around before Hashem created the world. Well, Maliachim means what's going to be after Hashem destroys the world. Now we're not supposed to think into those things. Our Seichel Adam doesn't understand those things. We shouldn't think into it. Rashi is a little bit different. Rashi's Malafnim means Chutz L'Mechitzas Arkiya L'Mizrach. And what's doing inside means like what's doing on the east side of the Rakiya. Well, Maliachim means the Marav, what's doing on the Marav side of the Rakiya. Kids, so these things are away from our understanding, but B'nai Yodim shouldn't think about those things. We have to think about the Taryag Mitzvahs that we have, what's doing on this world, take care of this world, take care of our Chiyuvim, our Mitzvahs we have. We have a whole lifetime to take care of that. And not to worry about what's doing Lamala, that's not Magay to us. Vaita, V'chol Shalaychas Al Kvoy Koinoi, whoever does not like covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Rasuyaloi Shlavol Yolam. Same thing. He's like fit not to be on this world. It's a pity if he's on this world. So Rashi says, the Gemara will explain what does it mean he doesn't have covered, he doesn't have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara, Amarat Tabereish, you're telling me in the beginning, that a yochid, a person by himself, even by himself, you're not allowed to learn the Yon of the Makova was doing the Malachim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi, Amartav Lema Kavim B'yachid. V'chivan D'yachidahu, V'enish Shemayim Pir Rav. We're talking about a person by himself. It means he's not learning by a Rebbe. So what type of a person can start learning this? Korchuch Midaita Yumevin. We're talking about a person that understands himself. In other words, he's a Talmud Chacham. And he understands what's going on. Olkarsutlei. And still you're saying he's also he shouldn't do it. So it's a stira. Then right away you're saying, Elim came where Yechachim Umevin Midaitoi. Unless he's a Talmud Chachim and doesn't know what's doing, then he's allowed to. So it's a stira. Can a Chachim that understands learn by himself about the Maisa Makova, or he can't learn by himself about the Maisa Makova? So it's a stira. So ask the Gemara again. Amata Bereisha Vloba Makova Biyachin. Vodomata, then you tell me, Elim came where Yechachim Umevin Midaitoi. That if he's somebody that does understand it, then he's allowed to learn it. So the Rosh is mashm, even if you're learning it yourself, you understand it yourself, still you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, Hochikoma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein darshin ba'royis l'shloisha. Means you can't darshin learn it to three people. In other words, the Rebbe can't teach three Talmidim the Pashas of Aroyis. When he goes through the halachas, which ishi allowed to marry, which one not, which daughter, which aunt, which uncle, which one yeah, which one not, you're not allowed to learn it to three Talmidim. We'll soon see why. When the Rebbe is teaching the Pashas of Bereshis, the beginning of exactly how Hashem created the world, what happened each day, also we should not teach it to two Talmidim. Mashma to one Talmud, it's alright. The Rebbe should not teach a Talmud, even one Talmud, the Maisa Makova. Only if you're a chochem, you'll have to learn it yourself. Yourself, you'll have to learn the yonim of the makabur, and says in Yecheskel, what's doing by the achayah, Sefanim, what's doing by the melachim, Arkistia Kovid, what's doing by Hashem. If you're that much of a chochem, you can understand it yourself, you'll have to learn it yourself. But you're not allowed to teach it to a Talmud. Shrashi, for leiv makabur liyochid, the Talmud yochid. You can't teach it even to one Talmud. Elim kein ha yechochem meivim idaitoi, shto yitztorech lishol l'rav, kish yistapik loy, that the Talmud would not have to ask any questions to his Rebbe. It's not nice to explain these things, speak them outright. If you understand it yourself, good. But the Rebbe should have to teach it to his Talmud, that's not right. Fighter. Then the Mishnah says again, Ein Dorshin by Roy, now explain each one. Ein Dorshin by Roy is Mishloisha. You're not allowed to learn, teach the halachas of who you're allowed to marry, who not, to three Talmidim. But tomorrow, my time, what's wrong? Elaim, if you want to tell him, Yishum Nesiv, because the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, El Kol, Sher, Besaroi, each person, like we're talking about who you're allowed to marry, who you're not allowed to marry. So dashing like this, Ish, Ish means Trey. Sher, Besaroi means another of the Mishpacha, Chad, another one. The Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, Lo Sikravu, Legala Serva, like it's Mount Joshua, don't come close to be Megala, to uncover the Erva. In other words, with three people together, don't learn Hilchos Erva. Rashi Gov Rachmono, Loisikrivu, don't come together, Legalis Erva, to uncover the Erva. That means Loisikrivu, Shloshtachem, Zeitzel Ze, Legalis Tanme Pashas Arois. Don't have three people coming together, that you can teach them together, Zepshat in the Psukim, by Arois. Maybe that's Pshan this Pusik. Havadlo for Yemet, that's not Pshan the Pusik. The Pusik means, Natavznus. Loisigal Erva means, Loisikrivu, even as Karvis, even to touch the Erva Zosa. Not only the Maisa Biyah, but even the Achokas Arosa. So if you want to say the Pshat is now saying not to Dashin, if so, there's another Pasuk in the Torah that says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yikala L'Lakov. The person curses L'Lakov. The Shaila, what it means, it means Hashem, or it means the Bezdin, is, and it says, Ish, Ish, Ashayite Nizara L'Moylech, or else the person that gives the son over to the Avodah Zarah. His hachinam, you want to tell me the same thing, that you can't teach it with three people. Elo, what do you have to say? Hanu mi boile l'rabbis et anachrim. These psukim of ish ish is coming to include even a goy. That there's halacha, you can't, a goy can't worship avodah zarah. A goy can't curse. It's been rabba that the goyim are b'chal vis-a-veris. Rashi says, that a goy is not allowed to curse Hashem. If he curses Hashem, he's b'chlal d'slav. A goy is not allowed to worship avodah zarah. The goy that worships avodah zarah is also over an avera. It's also also. That's what the post says, ish ish. Not only a Jew can worship avodah zarah, even a goy is not allowed to worship an avodah zarah. The portion even shittuv is also also. So Mora says, Hainami mi boile, the same thing by us also. That's what the Pasuk says by Arroyus. Ish, ish, el kol sher besaroi, it means the rabbis that's on Ochrim, even by Goyim, sher mushorim al Arroyus, ki Yisrael. All these passions of Arroyus apply to a Goy also. A Goy is also not allowed to live with his sister, not with his mother, not with his aunt. So all the passions of Arroyus apply to Goyim also. So merely you can't learn out our Mishnah's din. To say you're not allowed to dash in by Royus in front of three Talmidim, you can't learn enough from this Pasuk. It was Elamidic Simatay from another Pasuk. I'll teach you that you're not allowed to learn Pashas Arroyus Bishloisha. The Pasuk says, Ushmartem es Mishmarti. You should make a Shemira watch, my watches. Ushmartem is Trey. It means two. Umishmarti Chad, one. The Yomarachmona Levilti Asois Mechukas Atuevis. Not to do any of these bad things. So mashma, three together is no good. Maybe he makes it to drasha like this. That three people can't learn these halachas together. For the Gemara, if so, Elamayati is so, there's still the Pasuk says by Shabbos also. It says, Ushmartem es HaShabbos. Ushmartem es HaMitzvos. Ushmartem es Mishmeres HaKodesh. His Ochinami, you want to tell me the Pasuk needs to say that three people together can't learn Hilchos Shabbos, or you can't learn Hilchos Kodesh? How bad do we know you could? So the kids said, what's Pshan HaMishnah? What does HaMishnah mean? You can't learn Hilchas HaRoyis with three. What does the Mishnah mean to say? You can't learn the Pasha of Arroyos for three people. It means they endorshin v'sisri Arroyos b'shloisha. Means to say, when you're saying all the chidushim, just to say what the Torah says, the Pasha of Psha and the Psukim, that you could. Because that people can't make mistakes in. The Torah says you can't live with your mother, you can't live with your sister, with your daughter. That, when it says clearly, that's okay. But sisrei arroyos means things that don't say clearly in the Torah. You have to learn to dash in the Torah, so there you could make mistakes. So we'll soon see why you can't have three people learning it together. Rashi says the sisrei arroyos means she'ena mefurashos. It's not clearly in the Torah. To grind pita manasasa, like we had before. That a man is not allowed to marry his own daughter, that the mother, he didn't marry the mother, he just forced the mother. If you're honest, an isha, he just forced to live with her, and then she becomes pregnant, and she has a daughter, that daughter you also to marry. The Torah doesn't say clearly. You learned it out before from Gezeirah Shavah, Heina Heina, Zima Zima. So such chidushim, you can't dash and teach your talmidim three at a time. V'yeim chomav, or else your mother, your chomav, your father-in-law's mother, v'yeim chamoisa, your mother-in-law's mother. That how do you know these things are Rosh? It doesn't say clearly in the Torah. You have to dash him sukim. The nafkim is set to snedrim in Rosh. So these things you can't dash in front of three Talmidim. Fred Gemara, my time, or why not? Gemara says, Svaru. It's not a din v'yiraisa, it's a Svaru not to do it. We understand why not. So the Svaru is like this. Ve'tray ki yasvi kaim rabayum. If you only have two Talmidim learning from one Rebbe, so chad shakal v'tarya b'had the Rabbi. Even if it comes to a point that one Talmud says another doesn't understand it, and he starts to talk with the Rebbe, so one Talmud is talking to the Rebbe. What does the other Talmud do? He has nobody else to talk to. So v'idach matzli yudnei l'gemara, the other one puts his ear to the Gemara to try and understand also. So he won't go off, so therefore both of them will understand clearly what the Rebbe is saying. Mashen came plus of, you have three Talmidim, then we're afraid, chad shokov atari about the Rabbi. We're afraid one of the Talmidim is going to have a question, and the Rebbe is going to have to start talking to him. So what are the other two Talmidim going to do? V'anach trei shakli v'tori b'adi adodi. Now the other two have their own company. They'll start to shmuz, they'll start to talk one to another. And the Rebbe, in the meantime, is explaining the pshat to this one Talmid. For lo yadi my kama rabayu. And these two Talmidim that are talking to one another is not going to understand the shir. They're not going to understand what the Rebbe really meant to say. V'yosel mishra yisure b'arroyis. And they'll come to be matter and erva. A nisha that's supposed to be yosser, they're going to say, no, she's mutter. So that's why when you teach these shver alochis, exactly which isha is yosser, and the Torah doesn't say clearly, you have to dash in it, that maybe the Talmidim will make a mistake, you have to be careful only to learn to two Talmidim at a time. Not to have three of them there. In order that one should not be talking to you, and the other two talking to themselves, and they'll come out with the wrong shot. Caution also on that. Throughout the Gemara, everything says already. What we do today, everything says already. Yeah, we're not really dashing in the beginning. We're just learning what says already. Weiter. Samura says, "Ihochi, if so, kol atera nami." It's the whole Torah should be that way also. You can't teach any chidushim to three talmidim. You have to be afraid one of them is going to make a mistake. And they'll dash in the wrong way. Tzumar says, Arroyos Shani. Arroyos is different. The Yom HaMal we learned, Gezo v'Arroyos Nafshoi Nechamdosan U'Nesavu Lehem. Person have a tremendous type, a tremendous desire, a person has to steal. Somebody else has money, you want the money, that's a teva, that's a desire you have, Yetzara, until you steal it, become rich yourself. V'Arroyos, person has a tremendous desire to live with this Isha, to live with an Erva, to live with an Isha. So therefore, we're afraid that the Talmidim will make a mistake and be mad to her. Like they have a tremendous desire to live with her, and they don't know if she's us or not. So they have like Negiyas, they'll say, Mustama, she's mutter. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, Gezo Nami, then you should not be able to learn Hilchos Gezela with three Talmidim. For the same Sfara, you have to be afraid two of them won't be listening to Shir, and it's a question if this is also to do or not, they'll be Mara Hefter and say, yes, we're allowed to do it, because they have a desire to steal. So Mara says, Arroyos is the difference. Arroyos, the desire you have to be with another lady, vain before the vain shle before. Nafish Yitzira. That the Yitzira is tremendously, has a big desire, even if the Isha is not in front of you. Even if right now you don't have the Isha in front of you, still you have a desire to be with other Nashim. Tavarois. Mashen Ken Gezel, that's the person has a desire to steal the Fonav. Only if the money is in front of you. Like right now you think, oh, let me steal that money, then you have a desire to steal it. Nafshi Yitzira. But if it's not in front of you, the money right now, then you don't have a desire to steal it. So therefore, when you buy your Rebbe and learning the halachas about Gzela, you don't have a desire then to steal. The money's not in front of you. So at that time, we're not afraid you'll say, won't shan the apostle because you have negiyas, you want to be able to steal. At that time, you don't have the desire to steal. By shenking the pasha of Aroyas, which Isha is mutter to you, then you have a desire to be with even she's not in front of you right now, so they were afraid maybe you'll say the wrong sock, therefore you can't teach these chedushim to three Talmidim. But then the Mishnah says, V'loi b'may separations b'shnayim. And one Rebbe can't teach two Talmidim, the beginning of Rishis, about what happened by my separations. Exactly how Hashem created the world. Trashi Dien Shnayim Shalom of Maisa Brishis. Can't have two people learning together. The halachas of Maisa Brishis. How do you know this? Minan Emili. The Tana Rabbon. Pasuk says, Ki Shoel No La Yomim Rishonim. You'll ask what happened by the first days of the Bria Soilam. When a person will ask, what happened by my separations? How did Hashem create the world? So it's Mashma Yochid Shoil. One person has the right to ask a Rebbe. A Rebbe can learn with one. V'yein Shnayim Shoilam. But you can't have two people asking the Rebbe together. One Rebbe can't teach two Talmidim together my separations. Yochel, I would think, Yeshua Lodom Kodiv Shiniv Roilam. You have a right also to ask, how was the world before it was created? Like the Mishnah says, Mephonim, what happened before the world was created? You could also talk about that. Talmud Leimano, the Pasuk says, Lemin Hayoim Asher Baru Elokim Adam, Aloritz. That you could only ask questions what happened from Bria Salem onwards. But like the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to think into what happened before the world was created. Yochel, I would think, Lo Yishol Lodim Misheshish Shemei Gracious. You can't ask about Sheshish Shemei Gracious. Maybe only when it says Lamin Ayom Shabara Lakim Adam Aloritz. Only from Yom Shishi onwards, when Hashem created Adam Arishon on Yom Shishi. But maybe the first days you can't ask about Talmud Loimano Liyom Arishonim Asher Hoyu Lefanecha. You're allowed to ask about the first 5 days also, even before the Rishon was created. You're allowed to talk about Maisa Gracious. Rashi Yochel Yidrus the bottom Rashi Lo Yishol B'Shek Me Gracious. To Lamin Brias Adamu to Yarvishusei. Vubi Erev Shabbos Nivra. Maybe only what happened Erev Shabbos onwards you could talk about. But what happened about the first 5 days, maybe you can't talk about. Talmud Leimano, L'yomim Rishonim Yom Rishon. From the first day of Bris Olam, like someone the Yom Naschofe Elul, the first day of the Bris Olam, you're allowed to talk what happened that day. Yochel, I would think, Yisholodah Malamala Malamato. Like the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to, but I would say maybe you're allowed to think about what's doing Lamala, what's doing by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Chayos V'Yafanim, and the Srofim, or Malamata. Some learn means what's doing underneath the world, and some Sarashi says it means what's doing right underneath the Kisi HaKovid, Malafnim, again, what some people say means what happened before the Bria Salem, or Mal Yochor, what happens after Hashem will destroy the world. You're not supposed to think about those things. How do I know not? Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, L'miksei HaShemayim V'yaksei HaShemayim. You're allowed to talk about what happened from one side of the Shemayim to the other side, from one corner to the other end. M'l'miksei HaShemayim V'yaksei HaShemayim Atashoyim. From the Shemayim to the other side, and the doing of this world, you're allowed to talk about. Shoyim. V'yatashoyim Malamala Malamata Malafnim Aliyachar. But you can't talk about what's doing higher than the Shemayim, what's doing by Kodesh Baruch Hu, by the Chayis, by the Serafim. Those things we don't talk about. What's doing Lamata, what's doing before the Shemayim, what's doing after the Shemayim, those things we don't talk about. A Seichel of a Pashtun of Bnei Yodim doesn't understand those things. We're not supposed to think about those things.